Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. We've been talking this week about the liberation of forgiveness. What does it mean to be liberated through forgiveness? Well, there are two ways that we can be liberated through forgiveness. And one is, first of all, the forgiveness of sin that comes when our hearts are cleansed and washed pure in the blood of Christ. I tell you, that's liberating. We've been set free as captives from our own sin. We've been set free through the blood of Christ. That's the first way. The second is when we learn to forgive others who have wronged us. Oh, there's such freedom. There's such liberty in doing that. If you haven't ever done that, friends, you don't know what you're missing. You're missing that liberty. I tell you, it's liberating when you can learn to forgive others who've wronged you. And Jesus wants you to experience that freedom, that liberty. I used for a text in the beginning of this week a portion of Scripture from Matthew 18, verses 21 through 35. And Jesus concludes there in verse 35 by saying that if we don't forgive those from our hearts, those who've wronged us, neither is he going to forgive us. Whoa, that's serious stuff, folks. That's serious stuff. We've been talking about what it means to forgive, especially forgiving those who've wronged us. And I tell you, if you've been listening this week so far, you understand every one of us has had some kind of pain in life. Somewhere in life, we've been wronged. Someone took something from us that didn't belong to them. It might have been money. It might have been a tangible asset of yours. It might have been your purity. You may have been sexually abused as a child, whether a boy or a girl. It happens to both. It does. And they robbed you of your purity. It was wrong. It wasn't fair. Scarred you for your life, or your reputation, or your rights, or your worth as a human being. And it may have happened from someone close to you. It may have been a father. It may have been a hired man. It may have been a cousin. It may have been a preacher, a bishop, a school teacher. Who knows? But you've been hurt, and you keenly felt that pain. How in the world can you forgive someone that's done things like that to you? Well, I'm here to tell you, and I've mentioned it this week, you can't forgive them. You don't have it within your power on your own to forgive them. But listen, God gives you the grace to forgive them. God does. He's available 24/7 to help you do that. But if you choose to not forgive, bitterness sets in. We resent the other person. We harbor ill feelings toward them. We have anger toward them. We hold a grudge against them, and we convince ourselves maybe that we've even forgiven them, or maybe we never have. Maybe you just refuse to forgive them. But let me tell you something. Months roll by, years roll by, and slowly but surely, if you can't forgive them, slowly but surely, that unforgiveness surrounds you like a prison wall. And unforgiveness is choosing to stay trapped in a jail cell of bitterness, serving time for someone else's crime. And I ask you, why would you rot in a jail cell of bitterness, serving time for someone else's crime? Why would you? Why? Be liberated. Be set free. Learn to forgive someone. You say, Brother Roy, you have no idea what they did to me. You don't know. You don't know the pain that I've gone through, the pain, the hurt, the suffering. Jesus does. Jesus suffered way more than you'll ever understand, way more than you ever suffered. He calls us to forgive those who've wronged us. I want to tell you a story, a true story. Jennifer Thompson, a petite 22-year-old blonde, was looking forward to graduating from college and then marrying her fiancé. It was on the night of July 29, 1984. She was alone in her apartment in Burlington, North Carolina, when suddenly she awoke and saw a man crouching over her bed. Holding a knife to her throat, he raped her. Jennifer managed to escape and fled for her life. That same night, another white woman was raped in the same area. In the days that followed, both victims described to the police their assailant. From their description, a composite sketch was drawn and a list of possible suspects was drawn up. There was a man in the community by the name of Ronald Cotton. He was a black, tall man, 6'4". He was a high school dropout, and he had had a few run-ins with the law, but nothing major. When he was called to report to the police station regarding the Thompson crime, he knew he was innocent. But he was selected by Jennifer Thompson as the man that raped her, and Ronald was subsequently arrested for the rape of both women. There was a trial, and Ronald Cotton was sentenced to life in prison plus 55 years for a crime, for crimes that he did not commit. Some years later, after DNA testing was established and through the pleas of Ronald Cotton attempting to prove his innocence, DNA testing was done, and it was discovered that, in fact, Ronald was innocent. There was another black man in prison who had boasted that Ronald was serving time for his crimes, and he was the true criminal. Consequently, after serving 20 years in prison for crimes that he did not commit, Ronald Cotton was set free. Now, that's a true story. That actually happened. There was a man who sat in prison and never enjoyed a day of it for 20 years for a crime, for crimes that he did not commit. And I ask you a question, folks. Why would you choose to rot in the prison of unforgiveness, serving time for someone else's crime, when you can be free? Yes, you can. You can be free. Jesus can set you free. Let me tell you something. Unforgiveness is like taking poison and waiting for the other person to die. Let me repeat that. Unforgiveness is like taking poison and waiting for the other person to die. The word forgive is found 28 times in the New Testament. Of those 28 times, over half of them are found in verses that tell us that God forgives us in proportion to how we forgive those who've wronged us. And I read one of those to you in the beginning of this week. It's found in Matthew 18. I think that's significant. Of the 28 times that the word forgive is found in the New Testament, of those 28 times, over half of them are found in verses that tell us that God forgives us in proportion to how we forgive those who've wronged us. Now, that's significant. Here's another quote. Unforgiveness is like cancer. It eats upon the host. Well, I'm going to stop there for today, friends. Think about what we've been talking about. Unforgiveness. Or the liberation of forgiveness. What will you choose? God has called us to forgive those who've wronged us. Won't you be set free? Let Jesus set you free to forgive those who've wronged you. God bless your day.